Look at what we're experiencing now. We're experiencing below zero temperatures in Chicago earlier than any time in the last two decades. A record snowfall for today in New York. Tomorrow morning, 90% of the country will face below normal temperatures. If this isn't climate change, then what is it?
So record cold is now evidence of man-made global warming. What evidence would disprove climate change? It seems like no matter the weather, everything that happens proves it. The bottom line is in 2013, we're having one of the least extreme weather years on record. This report came out about a month ago, and if you look at the longer-term trend, there's actually a declining or no trend in U.S. droughts or global droughts. There's no trend in floods going back, I think, up to 127 years. The one study was a journal Nature on the droughts. Tornadoes, big tornadoes, F3 and larger, have been on decline since the 1950s. Hurricanes. The U.S. has gone almost 8 years now, over 8 years, without a major Category 3 or larger hurricane hitting, the longest period since before 1900. So on every measure of extreme weather, it ain't there. Global weirding is nothing more than a pseudoscience expression. And in the 1970s, the global cooling scare, as popularized in the media and by many scientists, they blamed extreme weather, in fact, this specifically Newsweek, the 1974 tornado outbreaks, on global cooling. They had their own 1970s version of global
warming. We get your point. You don't think it's real. Michael.
Well, the scientific journals don't think it's real.
Though. Michael, where do you... obviously, you think he's wrong, don't you?
I do. You know, all of what Mark said would be very compelling if it were true. This is something that has been settled. The science is settled right now. The top climate scientists in the world, thousands of them, are now as confident that climate change is real as they are that cigarettes make people sick. The only folks who are arguing this are the occasional climate skeptic or the people who are paid for by the fossil fuel industry. We know that the extreme weather events that we're seeing, the record wildfires, the record droughts, the extreme storms that we're seeing, the hurricane that we saw with a 1,000-mile diameter that hit the eastern seaboard late October last year, are precisely what scientists have said would be the cause of global warming and climate change.